AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's delayed a cabinet vote on the ceasefire deal with Hamas that would pause fighting in Gaza and release dozens of hostages. Karen Shamas explains.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said a last-minute crisis with Hamas was holding up Israeli approval of a long-awaited ceasefire. Israeli strikes across the Gaza Strip have killed at least 72 people since the deal was announced, according to Gaza health officials. Netanyahu began signalling there were issues with the deal just hours after mediators announced it was complete. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer.
This deal cannot be brought to Israel's cabinet to vote on until it is finalized.
It was not yet clear if Netanyahu's statements reflected jockeying to keep his fractious coalition together or whether the deal was at risk. Without giving details, Netanyahu's office has accused Hamas of reneging on parts of the agreement in an attempt to gain further concessions. I'm Karen Shamas.
In Washington, more confirmation hearings for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees. Scott Bessent, his pick for Treasury Secretary, told the Senate Finance Committee Trump's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act must be renewed.
We will see a gigantic middle-class tax increase. We will see the child tax credit halved. We will see the deductions halved. So it will be what we call in economics, it has the potential for a sudden stop.
Trump's choice to lead the Environmental Protection Agency, Lee Zeldin, said Americans deserve a clean environment without suffocating the economy. And Doug Burgum, nominee for Interior Secretary, voiced concerns about Biden administration incentives for renewable energy and said development of fossil fuels can be leveraged to promote world peace and lower costs. In Los Angeles, more than 80,000 people remain under evacuation orders, with crews still battling the two largest wildfires. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks drifted lower on Wall Street following a mixed set of earnings reports from Morgan Stanley, United Health Group, and other big companies. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% Thursday, even though more stocks rose than fell within the index. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 68 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.9%. Drops for several big tech stocks, including Apple and Nvidia, offset gains in other parts of the market. Apple fell 4%. Nvidia gave back 2%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following some mixed reports on the economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
Those reports included retail sales. The Commerce Department says they were up 0.4% in December. Jobless claims were up last week, though layoffs remain historically low. And mortgage rates continue to rise. The average on a 30-year ticked over 7%, the highest since May. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.